This is Jay Sekulow with a live report from Israel. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'm coming to you live from Haifa in Israel. Our students have been at the University of Haifa this week so far, and our General Ashcroft, the former Attorney General of the United States, will be joining us this evening in Israel. So a lot going on here. Let me give two quick reports, and then Drew's got a report of a bit of a victory on a Planned Parenthood matter. But first, let me give you the report from Israel. Two things to note. Number one, you've probably seen the news, the truce that was executed between Hamas and Israel regarding the Gaza Strip area was breached when two Palestinian rockets were launched from the Gaza Strip into Ashkelon. That has already taken place. That is already in place. And the fact of the matter is that truce has lifted. So no surprise there. I thought that was going to happen. Originally, we were going to take actually some of our tour group down to the southern portion of Israel to see the general area if the truce was going to hold. The truce did not hold. And the end result of that, of course, was that now they're talking about military action possibly taking place in the south in Haifa. Number two, there is a lot of talk today about Gilad Shalit. That's the 19-year-old soldier. He's now 21 that was captured by Hamas, taken hostage, Israeli Defense Force soldier. There is now talk about him being released as part of a prisoner exchange. More information on that probably on tomorrow's broadcast. So we want to let you know on that and keep you posted there. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If your questions about what's happening in Israel, also a lot of talk, French Prime Minister Sarkozy talked about dividing Jerusalem as part of the compromise with the Palestinians. That's raising a lot of concern here. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. We'll talk about Israel. We'll talk about the Fairness Doctrine. And I'm happy to report we're going to be talking about a bit of a victory with Planned Parenthood. Drew, what's the latest? This just came in, by the way, from Capitol Hill.
Well, Jay, it's one of those things. It's a behind-the-scenes victory, per se, that we're always telling listeners about. And that this is what happened. When the war supplemental bill moved to the Senate side, there were friends of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood had come to them and said, we want even more of a discount on these discounted drugs that then you give to us, that you, the federal government, give to us, that we can mark them sometimes, Jay, up to 1,400% and therefore take a bit of a margin. Now, Jay, we've talked about this a lot on air. Basically, Planned Parenthood had a $112 million profit in 2006, and they're asking the federal government to help them get an even wider margin of profit. Well, what happened is that language was stripped out of the war supplemental bill. What in the world it was doing there in the first place, I don't know, but it was stripped out. So a little bit of a, well, it's actually a pretty big defeat for Planned Parenthood behind the scenes here in Washington today.
Again, folks, this is when your voice really does make a difference. I'm telling you, this is why you've got to keep programs like this on the air. That's why you've got to continue to speak out on this. By the way, the Fairness Doctrine is getting a lot of press. That information about the Fairness Doctrine being imposed and broadcaster freedom, even internationally, I've seen it in the news. So this is the reason why you see this victory in the Planned Parenthood scene. You see the situation where we're being able to give you a behind-the-scenes report of what's actually happening in Israel while we're here. We want to be able to keep this message on the air. If you want to talk to us about this, can you imagine if they shut the voice of conservative and Christian radio off? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. A victory against Planned Parenthood, again, because your voice matters on these issues. So that's important. Again, speak out on these issues. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Now, Drew, key thing here is for people to understand is we're trying to get this discharge petition through. Maybe I should throw this to Than. We're trying to get this discharge petition through. We saw some movement here in the last couple of weeks. Where are we right now?
Jay, we're still a little bit stalled out. I mean, we had those five signers last week that got us up to 195. We're still 23 short of the 218 that we need to get the bill to the floor. What we're doing, we're kind of trying to approach this from two fronts. Our legal team, led by Jim Henderson and Jacqueline Schaefer, have prepared a memo to send home with members. So while they're home over the 4th of July break, they're going to be informing their constituents of why we need to get the Broadcaster Freedom Act to the floor. What we need our listeners to do is to go out to those town halls, go out to those constituent meetings, and ask their members to sign the discharge petition. When they return from the break, the 4 weeks that they are here is really going to be our last opportunity to get a vote on this. So we need those last 23 signatures, and we need them very soon.
Folks, here's what I want you to do. As we're broadcasting you from Washington, D.C. and from Haifa, Israel, you go to your phones right now. I want you to sign on to our petition, which is being delivered to these members of Congress, to get a vote on Broadcaster Freedom. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give it to you again. It's 1-877-989-2255. To have your voice heard, you can go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up there. But let's get broadcast freedom protected. 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. This is Jay Sekulow coming to you from Haifa, Israel. By the way, I'm looking at an Israeli Defense Force, the Navy submarine, pulling out of the harbor here at Haifa Port. This is we're at the University of Haifa with our students. There's a lot going on in Washington, D.C. as well that I think absolutely fascinating, one of which is this victory that Drew just mentioned on and Than with Planned Parenthood. Now, this was a supplemental legislation. Of course, Drew, the first question you got to ask yourself is, how did they get this in the first place? I mean, they were going to get this increased subsidy, and they were sneaking it in on a wartime spending bill.
Well, Jay, I think that just goes back to the statement that elections do matter. And that's why I continue to encourage our listeners that if you are not registered to vote, get registered to vote. When you are registered to vote, make sure that you are voting for somebody that represents your worldview. Because I tell you what, a lot of what goes on here in Washington, D.C., Jay, is not always in the headlines. A lot of it goes on behind the scenes with these various members of Congress. And simply what Planned Parenthood did is they went to their friends in Congress and said, hey, we want a bigger discount on these drugs. They did. These members put that language in the war supplemental. Again, what is it doing in a war supplemental? But they put that in there anyway. And it was only because of due diligence by groups like us and others that that language in the end was stripped out. And again, Jay, this is actually a pretty big defeat for Planned Parenthood to lose out on another federal subsidy on these discounted drugs that they mark up sometimes as much as 1,400%.
Well, here's the thing, folks. Anytime you beat Planned Parenthood in the halls of legislature and the courts of public opinion, I'm telling you this, it's significant. And when it's significant, you've got to take the victory and be glad you got it. And I'm glad that this victory took place, albeit behind the scenes. But listen, that's why we report these programs to you. Our lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the Fairness Doctrine, talking about Planned Parenthood, talking about the situation in Israel. If you've got questions on those topics or any others, 1-800-684-3110. Before we take our call, let me again encourage you folks. We're moving forward on this Fairness Doctrine. It's getting a lot of attention on in the media. You need to have your voice heard. It's very easy for you to sign this petition. I encourage you to do it today. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. We've got calls coming in, Drew. Who do we have?
We have Jay from California calling in on line 1. Jay, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay.
Yep. Hi. Thanks for beating up on Planned Parenthood. I had a question. I heard something more troubling last night on the TV about the Fairness Doctrine. They said the liberals or the opposing would have to sit on the board of the radio stations and also be involved in programming. I just want to get your comments.
Well, there is concern about that. I saw the same report. And by the way, I need to say a huge thank you to our listening audience, because the reason you're seeing this on television broadcast, not just the ACLJ This Week program, but Fox News and CNN and others, is because, frankly, we brought this to the attention of the country and have made this a big issue, and a lot of people are jumping on that in a very positive way, and I'm glad the coverage is there. But you don't know what the implementation of the Fairness Doctrine will look like, but I'll tell you this, it's not going to be pretty. Because at the end of the day, what these broadcasters are going to do, we've said this for weeks on the broadcast, they are not going to run, quote, controversial program. What's a controversial program? Ours, and some others as well that you listen to, and it's just not going to be worth the legal hassle. That's the concern that we have in this fight, and that's why we're fighting so aggressively. Folks, I want to ask you this simple question. If we're in Israel being able to broadcast to you what's happening right now in Israel, both in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, we're giving you live reports. Drew and Thanner in our studios in Washington, D.C., we're giving you live reports. How would you react if this was just silenced on the air? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We want to hear from you on this. Who do we have next?
We have Stephen from Nevada calling in. Stephen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi there. I'm just wondering, for goodness sake, should the Fairness Doctrine be implemented, what legal or public recourses would be left? Because it's not going to stop a Christian opinion of your greatest, because
I think you'd have to challenge. The first thing you'd have to do is you'd have to challenge it in court, because if it, the implementation, here's the problem: broadcasters are going to go away from it. They're going to try to back off from it. I mean, that's the problem. Colby's talked about that. Colby May from our office, I've talked about it. That's what's going to happen. They'll just, the controversial programs will be deemed inappropriate because they're not going to want the legal hassle. So you've got to fight it in court. But what we do need to really focus on is the legislative aspect of this. Now, Than, you were saying that we made some progress in the last 10 days. It's gotten a little bit quiet again, but now there's a lot of national, frankly, international media attention to it. How's that playing out, and where are we hearing from congressional offices right now?
Well, you're right, Jay, and I'll touch on that in a second, but I would also reiterate, all we have to do is look back on the 40 years that the Fairness Doctrine was in place. What happened is the broadcasters took those issues off the air. So the answer to the caller's question is that you just wouldn't hear either side. But the tie-in in what you're talking about is, if the Fairness Doctrine was in place, this Planned Parenthood issue that we've been talking about, we wouldn't even be able to discuss it. So now the update on the progress that we're making, we're hearing from the Hill that sponsors on the House floor are actually being approached by other members who haven't signed the discharge petition, and they're saying, listen, we're hearing from our members on this. You need to tell them to stop. We don't like this pressure. We don't like our phone lines being tied up. So the outreach of our listeners to their members that haven't signed the discharge petition is working. Now, the problem is it isn't working quite enough where they've actually signed the discharge petition. So now is the time to actually ratchet that pressure up, keep those calls coming. Please sign our petition. Drew and I are going this week to those members. We got to get their names on the petition. And frankly, I think it's doable.
Now, folks, here's what we got to do. We saw this victory in Planned Parenthood because you spoke out. We can see a victory right here. 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And, folks, if you look at how your voice has mattered, it's incredible. We saw the victory in Gina DeLuca's case. We've seen the victory down in the case in Texas. We're seeing victories when people speak out. We got to make sure this voice stays on the air and we don't have these kind of problems. 1-877-989-2255. Let me ask you another question, folks. I'm in Israel. I'm meeting with government officials this weekend, again, before I leave to go to our offices. And by the way, I'm going to be broadcasting from Strasbourg, France, at the European Center for Law and Justice offices all of next week. What's the message you want me to tell the Israeli government officials about Israel, specifically about Jerusalem? Because as you saw, there's a lot of pressure right now on a divided Jerusalem scenario, and we want to have your comments on that too. So that's 1-800-684-3110. Drew, who do we have next?
We have Jerry from Washington calling in on line 4. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, thanks. People don't understand that if we don't stop them here, a true world leader wants to control all the media, radio, TV, satellite, your thoughts.
Oh, look, you're exactly correct. I mean, look, they call it fairness because it's a nice-sounding name. But the fact of the matter is it's mandatory censorship, and it's going to silence voices, and that's what they're trying to do. Don't think they're trying to do this out of fair and balance, so to speak. It's not. They're trying to control the message that is heard. Who do we have next, Drew?
We have Jeannie from California calling in on line 5. Jeannie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, thanks so much. I just wanted to call in and say that my family, my children, we don't have a TV in our home. We don't subscribe to cable TV, and we don't get the newspaper because they're so left, they're so to the left, and we want to be God-honoring in our family. And the only thing we listen to is praise radio and Christian talk radio, and I can't imagine how, I mean, I feel like we're backed into a corner where we have a very tiny segment that's not, you know, talking about fornication and adultery and sodomy and glorifying.
Well, to make sure that, you know, and I'm glad you listen to Christian talk radio, to make sure that voice is on the air, that's why you got to react on this. Because the reality is, as I'm broadcasting right now, looking at the Bay of Haifa and watching an Israeli Defense Force naval ship leave the port here, the fact of the matter is, you've got to realize that the implementation of the Fairness Doctrine mostly will impact Christian radio. That's where it's going to, especially talk radio. So that's where it's going to be the most pronounced. Folks, I need to hear your opinion, though, in the next segment of the broadcast, because I'm meeting with some government officials in Israel. I want to know what your opinion is and your thoughts are on the situation with dividing Jerusalem. Our phone lines are open for you at that at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. In the next segment of the program, I do want to get into that, because I'll tell you this, there's a lot of questions coming in. I see we already got one. Let's go to Linda's call on line 6. Hi, Linda. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to make a comment. If Jerusalem gets divided, that's the end. That's what the Book of Revelation says, so let's bring it on.
Well, my view is we fight for a stabilized and unified Jerusalem. I think that's our biblical mandate. And the Bible says, I'll bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. And we're here trying to be a blessing in the land, but also to make our points politically. I posted, by the way, online an updated report. There's a news story that broke yesterday on what we're doing over here on Religious Liberty Front. That is posted. I've got an email, video email, going out later in the week as well. So there's a lot going on here, and we're going to get a lot more information to you on this. Fan, let me ask you a last question here before we take a break, and I need a really quick answer. What is the time frame that we've got left to work on this?
Jay, really, we're talking about this week as far as getting members on the discharge petition. I told you we're sending a memo home with members for over the 4th of July. They can hear from their members over the break, but we have basically 1 week when they return to get the discharge petition to 218 signatures, and then the remaining 3 weeks to get the bill voted on. So it's got to happen very, very quickly.
Okay, folks, here's what we do as we get ready to take a break. I need everybody that's listening to me right now, as I'm broadcasting to you from Haifa, Israel, and Drew and Thanner in our studios in Washington, D.C., you go to your phones right now, and here's the number you call, and you make a stand for broadcasting and freedom. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and get information and sign up online. But it is really critical that your voice be heard. I'm going to give you some more information on behind the scenes what's happening here in Israel when we come back from the break. But you go to your phones, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
It's the Logan Show. Hi, this is Logan Sekulow, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real.
Right.
Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system.
Find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. As you know, we can get questions by and comments by email at aclj.org. Click on the radio area, and you can email us a comment. And we just got one, Drew. What does it say?
Well, it's from Mike in Russellville, Missouri, and it's actually more of a comment, Jay, and it goes like this. As someone who has been a broadcaster on and off since 1983, I remember the days of the Fairness Doctrine. As a Christian, I am doubly concerned about the Fairness Doctrine. If it is brought back, we could conceivably have Satan worshipers asking for equal time on our Christian stations. And I think, Jay, that in essence goes to the heart of this argument of why we want to permanently eliminate the Fairness Doctrine. It's going to put Christian stations in an incredibly awkward spot if they want to keep carrying Christian talk radio, because they will be, by law, forced to put on shows like Satan Worshippers or a Barry Lynn following Jay Sekulow talking about separation of church and state.
Yeah, listen, if they want to have programs, you know, Barry Lynn has a radio program. It's actually, I've been on it before. I've been a guest on this program, so he has the right to have a program, but you can't have it mandated on listener-supported stations, too. That would be absurd. So, folks, you got to add your voice to this 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Again, if you want to just add your name to the petition, you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. We've got a lot of calls on a variety of topics. Let's go to the next call, Drew.
We've got Patty from Iowa calling in on line 3. Patty, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. You know, I sometimes I get really down. I've had a really bad week this week. Lost my job. I have a habit of taking in people that I really try to get them to the Lord, and sometimes they don't quite make it. And
What was your question? You had a question I see on the call screen. What was your question?
And what the comment I wanted to make is about what the last man said. You know, if we have to have the equal broadcasting, just what kind of advocate?
Well, look, here's what's going to happen. If you have broadcast, they mandate that this is deemed a controversial program, you got to put a counter message. They're not going to put a counter message. They'll just take it off the air, and you lose a voice. So while Drew and Thanner in our studios in Washington, D.C., broadcasting to you live, literally across the street from the Supreme Court of the United States, a block away from the Capitol, and across the street from the Senate office buildings, and while I'm broadcasting to you from Haifa, Israel, the voice will be silenced. That'll be it. It'll be over. And that's why this legislation. Now, the good thing is, I am sitting in Israel, and I'm hearing about the Fairness Doctrine. So we've made our point is being heard and heard loudly. We just got to continue the momentum on that issue. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. I'm in Haifa, Israel. Drew and Thanner in Washington, D.C. We've got calls coming in on Israel situations as well. Who do we have next, Drew?
Let's go to line 6. Kevin from Florida is calling in. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Jay. Hey, I just want to make a quick comment.
Sure.
Absolutely no division of Jerusalem whatsoever. Jerusalem must remain whole and in the hand of Israel. And as Americans, as Christian Americans, I think it's important that we stand strong side by side and shoulder to shoulder with Israel against all her enemies. So, you know, I just want to throw that little comment out there because I'm a very strong advocate of Israel.
Well, Kevin, where are you from in Florida?
Tampa.
Okay, well, I'm going to be with government officials this week, and I'm going to let them know that you and the people in Tampa, Florida, are concerned about this and want to make sure Jerusalem stays the united capital of Israel. But it is a struggle here in Israel on this issue. It's all over the papers today, and it's the discussion point wherever we go. So I appreciate your call, Kevin. Appreciate your comments. Drew, who's next?
We've got Lee calling in on line 5 from California. Lee, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Jay. Israel should not give up their land. It's given to them by God, and they should hold on to it. And Brother President Bush or anybody else puts pressure against them to divide it, they should tell them no.
Well, Lee, I'm with you on that, and I think that the fact of the matter is this, and this is how I look at it. The situation in Jerusalem is this: is this how you have to analyze it. God is in the real estate business. Someone, a consul general to the king of Jordan, told me God is not in the real estate business. And I said, well, I take a contrary approach. If you read the book of Genesis, and when the land is given to Abraham, it's a specific land grant with specific boundaries. And Jerusalem's in that boundary. It's the eternal capital of Israel, and it has to be protected. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to continue building the support. Stuart Roth and I have been in a series of meetings over the last week on a variety of issues. And if you go to ACLJ.org, you can see what we've been working on. It's in the news now, and it's been published pretty extensively. The fact of the matter is, on the issue of dividing Jerusalem, I think it's a huge mistake, both from a theological perspective and from a geopolitical perspective. A big, big mistake. But having said that, Lee, I'm going to carry your comments with me to these meetings at the end of this week, and we will continue to have your voice heard. Tomorrow night, we're going to be with some officials here in Haifa, and we'll let that be known as well.
Let's go right back to the phones. We have Amy from New Jersey calling in. Amy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Jay. I just wanted to say, in regards to giving up Jerusalem or dividing Jerusalem, besides the biblical perspective of that, the political, historical truth of it is any time Israeli leaders and even other nations have encouraged giving away land for peace, it's only backfired. And the lands that they've given away for peace have, instead of being, you know, a place of peace, they've caused destruction to Israel and their people. So beyond biblical, beyond the Christian perspective, the truth is that, you know, it's not bringing peace to either.
No, you're absolutely correct, and I appreciate, Amy, your comments. In fact, I want to underscore it because you're right. The trading back of land, certainly in the Middle East, does not work, and I'll take it a step further. Israel has been the victor in a number of military engagements over the last 40 years, or certainly the last 60 since its founding. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at that and understand that it's been the victor in these very important engagements, these military engagements, the fact of the matter is, and this history shows this out, they've never attempted to get more land other than that was theirs by a land grant, as recorded in the book of Genesis. And I think that's why you've got to be so engaged in this issue. We've got a call coming in. Let's go to line five, Drew. Roberta's calling from Colorado. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to make a comment to the citizens of Colorado to please call Congressman Salazar. When I called
Senator Salazar, yes.
Yes. Oh, I thought this was on the Broadcasters Freedom Act with the congressman. Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
It's in the House and the Senate, but Senator Salazar's a senator. Go ahead.
Okay. And, well, we have both. Brothers are congressman and senator.
Oh, okay. Well,
anyway, I called them both. I called him, Congressman Salazar, and his receptionist was just very receptive. Thank you for calling. I told her I did not want government-controlled radio.
Well, Ben, let me throw that. That's a good question. I appreciate you making that comment, Roberta. What has been the reaction on the Hill so far, Drew and Than, to the calls that are coming in, and then again to the petition, but to the calls coming in?
Well, Jay, you know, the caller makes a very good point there. There's been a little bit of a mixed reaction. She mentioned a positive reaction from Congressman Salazar. We're thrilled to hear that, and it's great. However, we still do need him to sign the petition. It really doesn't matter if he has a positive response. If he doesn't sign the petition, it doesn't move the ball forward, so we need to continue to put pressure on him. However, we've also heard from a number of members' offices, namely Congressman McIntyre from North Carolina. They just laughed and said that they have been told by their leadership that they don't need to pay attention to their constituents on this. So we need to remind our listeners to remind their members who they answer to. They don't answer to the Democrat leadership. They answer to their voters. They answer to their constituents. Keep the pressure on. Eventually, we're going to get some of these members to sign that petition.
Well, folks, here with what we've got, Drew, do we have any? Let's try to grab one last call in. Well, I'll tell you what, we're just flat out of time. We only got a minute left, I see here. Folks, here's what we need you to do. Drew, you and Than are going to be meeting with members of the staff of members of Congress by Friday. What is the plan? I know we got less than 30 seconds here.
Well, actually, what we're going to do, Jay, is we're printing off all the signatures on the petition. We're breaking them out by state and congressional district. We are going to be hand-delivering those over the next few days to the members who have not signed the discharge petition with a little note saying, hey, these are thousands of your constituents who are encouraging you to get on the discharge petition. We want to make you aware of it, and we want you to get on that discharge petition. So I want to encourage our listeners, if you're not on that petition, call us at 877-989-2255 today. Get your name on it. We will hand-deliver it over the next couple of days.
Well, folks, so that Drew and Than have the appropriate number of signatures, and we can cross the 100,000 online. I want to encourage you two ways to do it. Add your name for this petition to get broadcast freedom protected. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up online right there, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or aclj.org. We'll talk to you from Israel tomorrow.